Well, Brian, thanks for being here with us today.
Always great to be here.
Yeah, Southern Iowa Speed Week starts, of course, this weekend with the 360 Nationals. That starts tomorrow here at the Knoxville Raceway. And that's, of course, why we're talking with you here today on Let's Talk Knoxville. I just wanted to ask, how's the preparation been? I know it's something you guys do every year, but how's it been going so far this summer?
It's going great, fast and furious, to say the least. I mean, with all the great events we've had here in Knoxville and Marion County in the last few weeks, it seems like it's just one right after the other. And coming up this weekend, it's no different. So we're getting prepared for our many thousands of guests that'll be in, and should be great racing all week.
So what kind of activities are going on here at the Knoxville Raceway and Marion County Fairgrounds during the entire two-weekend period here?
Yeah, right now we're just preparing for all our guests to come in. They're coming in, getting placed in their camp spots, hopefully visiting the restaurants and the other establishments here in town. And we're getting things set for them so they have a great time. Ticket sales are strong and brisk, so we expect a lot more each night of the races. Hopefully everybody who does parking is prepared for them as well. We're getting the purse checks cut, the sponsor banners up, and just in general, making sure when everybody gets here, they have a great time.
Now, ticket sales, you said, are up. How are car counts looking for both the 360s and 410s?
Good. They're both looking good. You know, we expect over 100 in both events. You know, the Capitani Classic on Sunday night, we expect 70 cars again. So strong car counts. You know, the teams are all good. We expect a ton of people in town.
I saw that earlier this week you guys were working on that looked like the catch fence a little bit as well. Can you tell me a little bit about the work that was being done there?
Yeah, the race committee and the Marion County Fair Board, and as well as John McCoy, all got together and we decided, you know, we want to be proactive when it comes to spectator and driver safety. So on the front stretch and back stretch, we've extended at an angle the catch fence so that if a car wrecks and parts tend to fly up, hopefully that catch fence deflects them out away from the grandstands. And so we extended that 32 inches on each front and back stretch. And that, you know, again, we feel we're being proactive with that. You know, earlier this year we were doing a lot of straightening and replacing of guardrail and just making sure the track is as safe as it can be for both competitors and spectators.
Well, why don't you run down the schedule for us, starting with tomorrow and all the activities that are going on here at the raceway?
Tomorrow, of course, kicks everything off. We have, you know, our many vendors parking now with the driver's t-shirts, but we start tomorrow night with 6:45 hot laps, both tomorrow and Friday. It just kind of builds up to Saturday, you know, where we expect about 10,000 people in the stands and, you know, 100 cars here for the grand finale of the Arnold Motor Supply 360 Knoxville Nationals. And then Sunday, of course, we have the Capitani Classic, which is a 410 race. Saturday night, we also have 305 with the 360s. The Sunday with the 410 race, you know, we expect 70 of the best sprint cars in the nation. And, you know, that's always a great show. And then Monday, of course, the racing heads over to Oskaloosa. But Tuesday night, we have the Queen Contest, which is always a fan favorite. You know, we got some great entries. Beautiful young ladies entered in that, and it should be a great showdown, if you will, for those gals. And we have a band then following that at 9 o'clock here at the raceway. Then on Wednesday, of course, kicks off the 53rd Knoxville Nationals, sponsored by FVP this year. We're grateful to have them as a sponsor. They took up kind of where Goodyear left off, and they're on board. And we kick off Wednesday with just, there's things going on all day with driver interviews, autograph sessions. There's also the Kick It for Cancer game on Friday, but then also the race out at Slideways, where Tony Stewart and Jeff Gordon will be racing in that. I guess John McCoy and I will be throwing our hats in the ring for competition. Hopefully I get an easy heat and can advance.
Hey, you don't want to show the pros off there?
Well, I think there's little fear of that. I'm sure they're not quaking in their boots, so I'm probably a lot more nervous than they are. But that should be fun, too. We encourage people to come out and I don't want to say scoff at us, but laugh at us anyway.
And they see all the pros do it too.
Yeah, exactly. And it is a great, great fundraiser for kids' cancer. But then Wednesday, Thursday, both qualifying nights, you know, the top 16 from both of those, or the top 16 in points from those two nights will advance to the A main on Saturday and will not have to compete on Friday. The rest of them compete on Friday, and the top four from that night go into the A main on Saturday, as well as the number one or possibly two or three for the 25th starting spot in the A main on Saturday. And then, of course, Friday is just a full night of racing with the National Speed Sport News World Challenge, at the end of that night, and just a full racing program before that. And then Saturday is the big show, you know, with just vendors everywhere, people everywhere, and just the greatest racing you'll ever see Saturday night.
And you kind of touched on this, but the Nationals, as we talk about every year, is really not just the national race, but really a celebration of sprint car racing and the culture of sprint car racing in general. And, you know, you see people of all ages here. It makes for a really great time.
It is. I mean, we say all the time, we say the Knoxville Nationals is a cultural festival that ends up each night with the best open-wheel dirt track sprint car racing in the world. And, you know, to hear about it is one thing, to see it on TV, another thing, but if you're not here, you don't get the full experience. And the people you meet, just the nicest people in the world, you know, they'll share a conversation with you about where they're from, their sprint car racing, and they love the people in Knoxville and Marion County as well. I mean, when we go out of state, we hear from our fans and they say, you know, we meet the nicest people in Knoxville. We just can't believe how nice everybody is and how much they take care of us. And that says a lot about our community and Marion County as a whole.
All right. Well, Brian, is there anything else you'd like to add today before Nationals Week gets started here?
Well, we want everybody to have a great 2 weeks. We hope you come out to the races every race night and just have fun with everybody in town.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brian, for being here today.
Thank you.